Some of America's best fiction writers have gone home empty-handed after the Pulitzer Prize judges failed to agree on a winning novel. Dennis Johnson, Karen Russell, and the late David Foster Wallace were on the shortlist for the most prestigious award in U.S. literature. But the Pulitzer Board couldn't reach a majority decision, so they cancelled this year's $10,000 prize for fiction. It's not the first time it's happened, and it's sparked an intense debate about the judging process. Emily Burke reports.
Winners are grinners, and among them is Matt Apuzzo, who's been awarded a Pulitzer Prize for investigative journalism. He and his colleagues at Associated Press uncovered widespread and systematic spying on Muslims by New York's police department.
Everybody says, you know, it's great to be out front, it's good to be driving a story, and it's fun to be part of a story that you're driving and that you're all alone on. It can get kind of lonely when you're out driving a story and you're all alone, and suddenly it seems like, oh my God, I'm all alone, and that's a good thing, but it's also a scary thing.
But the toast to fine writing doesn't extend to fiction. Of the more than 340 novels reviewed, not one was deemed worthy of this year's Pulitzer.
Many awards just have one jury, and that's it. We have a jury that comes up with the three finalists, and then the board is the second step in the process, and they make the final decision. So it's a particularly rigorous judging system.
Sid Gessler is the administrator of the Pulitzer Prizes.
It's unusual for it to happen, but it can occur.
Does it suggest that there's been a dip in the quality of the literature that's been put to you?
I don't think any decision like this is a statement about literature or fiction in general. It reflects the circumstances of a situation where no book receives a majority vote. I don't think you should extrapolate from that some sweeping statement about the nature of, about the condition of fiction in America.
It's extraordinary how hard it is for decent, honourable, thoughtful, intelligent people to actually sit in a room and come to a final decision. Taste is so necessarily subjective, our interests and approaches are so diverse that sometimes it's just impossible.
Geordie Williamson is chief literary critic at the Australian newspaper.
In 1941, Hemingway got the gong from the jury for Whom the Bell Tolls, and the Pulitzer Committee then said no, because one of the Pulitzer members decided it was an immoral book. That has happened a few times, and most notoriously in 1974, where Thomas Pynchon's Gravity's Rainbow, which is just one of the great behemoths of post-war American literature, was chosen by the jury, and the Pulitzer Committee said, no way, it's disgusting, and it's too long, and we don't understand it, so no prize awarded this year.
Publishers, authors and booksellers are fuming, insulted that the judges couldn't choose a winner. For the industry, it's a missed opportunity for unparalleled sales and to push forward a new writer. But the Pulitzer's Sid Gessler says not all is lost.
I think the three finalists, while there'll be some disappointment there, they're also very, of course, one is deceased, but the two living ones will be, I think, pleased to be named a Pulitzer finalist, because that in itself is a high accolade.
But critic Geordie Williamson says the prize is stuck between the reading and writing worlds and the real world.
These days, there are professionals who read books and think about them and talk about them and write about them, and there are busy professionals who probably, when the jury submits to their committee their three or four or five choices, they will be the only novels that they read this year. So what's happened is a disconnect between those reading communities and the people who actually it falls upon to decide the award. They don't meet.
Geordie Williamson, chief literary critic at the Australian newspaper, speaking to Emily Burke.